Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Tom, and I'm your host. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's story will be read by Nikki, and we'll join a young woman named Julia as she relaxes in her apartment. After a self-care routine of yoga and a bubble bath, she settles down for a peaceful night's sleep. Seeing as tonight's story is all about self-care, just gently remind yourself that rest and relaxation is very much a part of your own self-care. Good sleep is something we all deserve on a nightly basis. So I want you to grant yourself permission to let go of any thoughts that are trying to engage your attention and to just ease into the tranquility of rest. I know it can be easier said than done to quieten your mind at night. I, for one, could write a whole encyclopedia on niggling thoughts that stop me sleeping. But this really is the time where you're completely entitled to afford yourself a break from problem solving and activity. So get yourself nice and cozy under your duvet, nestling into the restful sanctuary that is your bed. Take a few deep breaths, drawing the air in slowly and smoothly, then releasing it gently, letting your shoulders relax. Any troubles and any tension can melt away with the exhale, softening your body and your mind. And as you make your way along this calming path towards sleep, allow an image to form in your mind. A young woman with long, dark hair. She's standing outside the front door of her apartment, just about to enter. The woman smiles to herself, happy to be home, and looking forward to the relaxing evening ahead of her. This is where our story begins.
Julia takes out her keys from her purse. The metal keychain makes a light clinking sound as she opens the door and steps into the hallway. Her apartment is silent and the lights are off, as there's no one else here. It feels so good to return to this peaceful place, breathing in the familiar, comforting sense of home. She closes the door behind her, locking it with a click of the latch. She's happy to be back in the peace and quiet of her own apartment, as she's tired after a long day at work. Julia sighs in contentment, relieved that her busy day is finally over. She puts down her heavy bag, takes off her jacket and slips off her shoes before turning on the light. The warm bulbs cast a golden hue that remind her of a tranquil sunset. Walking barefoot across the carpet, she makes her way to the kitchen. She's hungry, and she wants to cook something that's quick and easy. Opening the fridge door, she pauses and runs through a list of all her options for simple work-night recipes. Perhaps she'll make something healthy like salmon with vegetables, or prepare a quick salad with leftover chicken. Then, an idea pops into her head. Pasta with tomato sauce. It's a dish she's been craving for a while, and she's in the mood for something hot and comforting. Julia takes out some pots and pans, as well as all the ingredients she needs, until everything is arranged neatly on the stove and counter. First, she fills the big pot with water and turns on the heat. While she waits for the water to boil, she heats up a pan with some olive oil and garlic. Then she adds tomato paste and a pinch of salt and leaves it to simmer. Once the pot of water is bubbling, she sprinkles in some salt and then pours in the pasta. It's farfalle, which is shaped like little butterflies or bows. She waits for the pasta to cook, stirring the sauce occasionally. Then, having checked the noodles to make sure they're tender, she drains the pot over the sink. After mixing the pasta with the sauce, Julia moves it to the plate. Her dinner is almost ready, but she wants to add a couple of finishing touches, some extra flavors and color. She takes some basil from the plant on her windowsill and washes a couple of leaves, which she then adds to the dish. Finally, she grates some cheese over the pasta until the red tomato sauce is covered with white flakes. Julia then sits down at the kitchen table to enjoy her dinner. The pasta is steaming hot and full of flavor. She loves the tang of tomato and garlic mixed together, along with the delicious salty flakes of cheese. As she eats, she can feel the warmth from the hot meal spreading through her. After soaking up the remains of the sauce with a piece of bread, Julia sits and relaxes in silence. She feels content and full. A glance at the clock tells her that it's still early, so she cleans up, then heads to her bedroom. In the corner of her room, she notices a rolled-up yoga mat. It's been weeks since she practiced yoga. As Julia changes out of her work clothes, she becomes aware of some slight tension in the base of her neck. For a moment, she thinks about checking her work schedule and materials for the next day. Then she yawns and realizes just how tired she is. After a hot dinner, she's feeling sleepy and almost ready to go to bed. But it's a little too early for that, so she decides to do something relaxing first. Julia changes into soft workout clothes and her favourite yoga sweater, then unrolls the mat on the bedroom floor. She lights a lavender candle on the desk, which gives off a sweet, calming aroma that will eventually fill the room. Now she's ready to begin. She steps onto the mat, firmly planting her feet on the textured surface, and closes her eyes. After inhaling, she exhales deeply. As she takes another deep breath in, she bends over into a forward fold, allowing her body to hang. With the exhale, the pressure on her lower back is released. Her body swings gently from side to side as she stretches her torso. For a moment, Julia hangs in this position, continuing to take deep breaths in and out. When she notices any tightness in her body, she gently brings her awareness to these areas until the tension vanishes. This stretch always feels wonderful at the end of the day. Taking her time, Julia bends upwards, allowing her back to slowly uncurl. She rolls her shoulders softly. Then she gradually moves her head in a clockwise direction. To finish the exercise, she then moves her head counterclockwise. The sweet aroma of the lavender candle wafts towards her as she breathes in. This calming fragrance makes her feel sleepy and relaxed. Julia sighs softly and kneels, placing her hands on the mat in front of her, so her back becomes straight like a tabletop. Then she begins to slowly curl and uncurl her back up and down. As she exhales, she notices how her breaths are becoming lighter. She can also feel the tension in her neck fading away. Her lower back stretches gently and then relaxes with every slow movement. Next, she begins to shift into the downward facing dog position. Her hips move upwards and her spine elongates. By the time she's reached the position, her arms are fully straight on the mat. Julia breathes out deeply, allowing all the air to leave her chest. With her feet and hands firmly planted on the ground, Julia feels a sense of total stillness. This is her favorite yoga position. In this moment, she's focused on nothing but her breathing and the sweet, fragrant air. Her eyes are still closed and her body is free from tension. She continues to take deep breaths in and out while savoring this peaceful stillness. Julia then begins to slowly lift and then lower her heels, flexing her feet and calves. Then she bends her elbows and gently sinks down into the mat. When her torso is completely flat on the ground, she lifts the top of her body. With her arms out in front of her, Julia reaches the next pose. She lifts her chest as high as she can, feeling her spine elongating. This is the first time today that she's completely stretched her body, allowing the tension to be fully released. It feels good after a day of sitting at a desk. She continues to stretch, moving slowly from one position to another. And to finish off her yoga practice, she does one of the easier poses, gradually lifting herself off the mat until her body curves into the shape of an arch. Finally, Julia ends up in a fully reclined position on the mat. She's lying on her back, as though she's preparing for sleep. Her arms are at her sides. Her feet are relaxed. And her eyes are closed. As she breathes slowly in and out, it feels as though her body is sinking further and further into the floor. Everything is quiet. Her mind is calm. The soft aroma of lavender fills the room. She could almost fall asleep right here, right now. When she opens her eyes once again, she feels completely relaxed. Sitting up slowly, Julia glances at the clock on her bedside table. There's still an hour to go before her usual bedtime, but she's already feeling sleepy. She's also a little thirsty. So she heads to the kitchen and pours herself a glass of water from the tap. The water is cool and wonderfully refreshing. After yoga practice, she's in the mood for a relaxing bath. So she walks down the hallway and opens the bathroom door. This room is one of the reasons she chose this apartment in the first place. There's a large, gleaming white bath and beautiful tiling on the walls and floor. And perhaps most importantly, there are plenty of shelves and cabinets to store all her bath products. The counter next to the sink is lined with skincare and hair products, as well as various other toiletries. Julia's sure she has some luxurious soap or bath foam somewhere. She crouches down and looks in the cabinet next to the sink. There are all kinds of creams and lotions. And right at the back is the product she's looking for. It's a cherry blossom bath foam she bought a while ago. When she unscrews the cap, she breathes in deeply, inhaling the sweet, crisp floral scent. As the final part of her evening of self-care, Julia runs a hot bath. She brings the water to the perfect temperature and then leaves the bathtub to fill. While she waits, she lines up all the products she intends to use, arranging them side by side on the edge of the tub. As the water flows from the tap, Julia pours in the products one by one. First, she sprinkles in some bath salts. The small granules fall into the water, only to dissolve after a moment. Next, she pours a stream of bath foam under the running water. The sweet blossom fragrance fills the air as small mounds of soap suds begin to form. These mounds gradually become bigger as they spread out, creating a soft pinkish foam that covers the entire surface of the water. When Julia places the bottle of bath foam back in her cabinet, she sees another product she liked to use. She pulls out an unopened bath bomb, which she had completely forgotten about. Now she remembers it was a gift from a friend last holiday season. She unwraps the bath bomb, releasing its eucalyptus fragrance. It has a fresh, minty scent, which she's sure will blend beautifully with the cherry blossom foam. Julia drops the bath bomb into the water. It makes soft, fizzing sounds, its creamy colour dispersing amongst the bubbles. Combined with the cherry scent of the foam, the bath bomb creates a gorgeous new fragrance, sweet and spicy. When she breathes in the aromatic steam, Julia instantly feels at ease. To keep her long hair out of the water, Julia ties it back with a dry towel twisted around her head. It feels as though she's wearing a soft textile crown. She's almost ready to get into the tub now, but first she wants to take care of her skin and brush her teeth. Using a few drops of her favourite cleanser, Julia creates a lather in the warm water of the sink. She massages the gel in her palms, then presses it to her face, moving her fingers in small circles. Once her skin is covered, she turns on the faucet and carefully washes her face, splashing it with warm water. After patting her skin dry with a washcloth, Julia spreads some minty paste on the bristles of her toothbrush. As she brushes her teeth, she notices the refreshing flavour and scent. It's another lovely fragrance, blending with the aroma of the bathwater and the floral scent of the cleanser. Once she's brushed her teeth, Julia is ready for her bath. The tub is almost full now, so she turns off the tap. Steam rises from the water. Before getting in, Julia takes her favourite cooling face mask and jade roller and places them on the edge of the tub. This way, she can combine her bath with a relaxing skincare routine. She dips her toe into the tub, then lowers her foot into the warm, sudsy water. She can feel goosebumps rise on the rest of her body, reacting to this delicate change in temperature. Then she steps into the tub and eases herself down into the water until she is enveloped in a wave of warmth. Resting her head against the edge of the tub, she feels weightless. Her body is submerged in the scented water, and she can feel herself getting drowsier in its warmth. She closes her eyes and takes a deep breath in, then out. With the exhale, any remaining stress or worry from the day disappears. The bathroom is still and silent. All she can hear is her own quiet breathing and the faint sounds of the bubbles floating across the surface of the water. Julia swishes her hands through the bath, wiggling her fingers as she gently pushes the suds across the surface. When she cups a handful of the foam, it feels lighter than air. She holds the foam in her hand for a moment, then blows, scattering the bubbles into the air. Now feeling deeply relaxed, she decides it's time to use her face mask and removes the folded up sheet from the package. The cold, damp mask is shiny in her hands. She unfolds it and places it carefully on her face so her nose, eyes, and mouth remain uncovered. The cold sheet mask contrasts with the warm water of the bath. It sends a light tingle up her spine. When the sensation passes, she becomes even more aware of the blissful temperature of the water. She lies in the tub in peaceful silence, not moving or even thinking. The only thing she is focusing on in this moment is her breath. Remembering the instructions from her yoga class, Julia takes a long, deep breath in and then holds it for several seconds. She exhales slowly. Then, Julia picks up the jade roller. It's a smooth piece of cool stone used for facial massage. With her eyes closed, she begins to slowly roll the stone over her face mask. The sensation of light pressure over the cooling mask feels wonderful. She moves it all over her face, under her eyes, over her brow bones and down her nose. The massage continues across her cheeks and chin. When she's finished with the facial massage, Julia stays in the bath for several minutes, or maybe even an hour. Time doesn't seem to matter right now. It's as if she's completely wrapped up in this sensation of comfort. The only thing that breaks the silence is the occasional soft splash as she wiggles her toes in the water. After a while, Julia opens her eyes. They feel so heavy and sleepy now. She yawns as she glances around the bathroom. Soft suds float on top of the water. Steam rises from the tub, creating dancing patterns in the air above. Julia sits up, causing water and soap suds to cascade from her body. Peeling off the face mask, she notices that her skin now feels soft and refreshed. She balls up the sheet and rubs it gently all over her face, then uses the jade roller one more time. This is the final step in her skincare routine for the night. At last, Julia gets out of the tub. As she pulls out the plug and the water rushes down the drain, the cherry fragrance gradually becomes fainter. After taking down her thick bath towel from the rack, she slowly dries herself off. Then she untwists the towel from her head and combs her hair. After applying her favorite body lotion and nighttime moisturizer, she's ready for bed. In her bedroom, Julia slips on some fresh, clean pajamas, including her favorite t-shirt. This oversized shirt is a little worn, but it's so soft and comfortable. She folds the bed sheets over the top of her quilt and blankets, and then gets into bed, snuggling down beneath the covers. As she lays there, she savors this moment of silence and breathes in the scent of her freshly changed sheets. She's feeling pleasantly drowsy. And this time, she gives in to the need for rest. Julia switches off the light, then lets her head sink into her soft pillow. She smiles, reflecting on her evening of self-care. She should do this more often. Then, she closes her eyes and drifts off to sleep.